Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 27 Times Cinema, and I'm here with Maya from Denmark. Yeah. Welcome, Maya.
Thank you.
How are you? How do you feel today?
I am feeling really nice, really good. Well, like every day here has just been amazing, so I don't feel like I can complain about anything.
So let's explain to our listeners what this project is about. Why are you here?
I am here because I sent an application through my local cinema in Copenhagen, which is part of the Europa Cinemas. And then I was chosen to be part of the 27 Times program, which means that I get the amazing opportunity to be here in Venice with 26 other amazing cinephiles and be part of the Dio Not Detectiatori jury. And it's amazing. We're also Lux Audience Award ambassadors, so we got lots of films to watch, and it's amazing.
And so you will choose the best film for Le Giornate degli Autori section.
Yes.
So you are part of this jury. How do you feel being a juror?
It's a lot of, like, responsibility, because mm-hmm. You know, like, normally when I watch a film, it's just as the audience, where I don't feel like I have the same amount of responsibility. But here it's I also feel like you kind of see the films with another lens, you know, as a juror, but it's still amazing. I like, we have these jury meetings where, like, each of us discuss the films together with our jury president, and that's amazing.
Yeah. And what about cinema? I mean, what does cinema mean to you?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Cinema to me means freedom of expression, mm-hmm. and ideas, and just very much like freedom of doing, like, the art form you want to do.
And do you have any background in this field, or you are here just for your passion? Or maybe you had the chance to study, you know, cinema-related subjects, or
yeah,
to experience something in the field of the cinema industry?
Yeah, I attend, like, a film school for young people in Copenhagen, Station Next. And that means that I'm working on directing. I'm actually mm-hmm. going to direct a short documentary when I get back, which is really exciting. And then I do acting as well.
Acting and directing.
Acting and directing, yeah.
And so basically two perspectives on the same content, on the same thing. And which one you think most fits you?
I don't know. I'm still figuring that out.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do think that I think it might be directing, because I have a lot of, like, ideas that I want to get out through the art of filmmaking. But, I mean, acting is just as much fun, I think. But there's another, like, responsibility that you have in those, like, two different apartments. But I love both.
And what do you think are, in your opinion, the features that you should have nowadays to be a good director?
I think it's very much, you know, the willingness to work together, because it's not like a one-man job, and you shouldn't treat it as a one-man job. So very much like communicating with all the different departments, and with your actors, and respecting everyone respecting everyone who's working with you.
So basically a teamwork.
It's very much teamwork. Yeah.
And my last question is, what is the situation of independent cinema in Denmark?
I'd say it's all right. It's becoming better.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's an indie film that is premiering in the cinema actually soon, which is not that common in Denmark. It's mostly, you know, big releases. But this is a film that has not been supported by the Danish Film Institute, and so it's low budget and it's independent, and it has its premiere here. I think it's called The Great Glitch, but in the Danish translation, mm-hmm. The Store Glitch. And I'm really excited to watch that. That's exciting that it's coming out in cinemas.
So, Maya, thank you so much for sharing your experience. And I'm Chiara Pazzelli for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.